your balls and sign your team up for the Coors Light Dunham and Miller Open, September 24th at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and North Texas Nissan. Details now at theticket.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Hardline here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And we're going to have the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnuolo coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, though, it's time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
Cowboys, Thursday night.
Cowboys, yes.
Rangers.
Another Cowboys preseason game.
In the thick of stuff. And by the way, Texas Tickets has great seats for the Rangers.
You sure do. Tonight, Hanson at Nookie Alive. And this Thursday, the Cowboys against Kansas City. Preseason action out at Texas Stadium. Great seats are available for that. Great seats are available for Hanson at Nookie Alive tonight as well. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality in the great Southwest. Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, Snake Man.
Hey.
Wow. That's funny.
Okay, let's start off with some cleanup from yesterday. Now, at this time yesterday, we talked about the Video Music Awards, and we played a bit of audio from Chaka Khan, the 80s, what do you call her? 70s.
80s. What 70s?
Disco Mama.
Well, she was part of Rufus.
R&B, funk, disco.
70s R&B siren.
Not bad looking.
And you said she turned into a big fat lady.
Yeah, pretty nice piece back in her day.
You can't imagine, Grego, how fat she is.
Really? Is she fatter than Aretha Franklin?
No, because Aretha's boobs weigh about 80 pounds each. So she's got her there. But Chaka Khan weighs 260.
So there's Aretha no way she weighs 260.
Go ahead, Mike. What were you going to say?
So Aretha can swing around her boobs.
What?
Here we go. Here we go.
What does that mean, swing around?
I don't know.
Mr. Tomato.
Don't you remember the Hootie and the Blowfish promo? Oh,
God.
Oh, God.
Callback.
I don't want to play golf with you.
That was good, Danny.
We don't have
that. More of that.
That's one of your finest moments. But yet you distance from it.
All right, well, play the Chaka Khan, because this is her two nights ago at the VMAs, and listen to how off she is.
One of three things is happening there.
Go ahead.
Either she doesn't know the tune very well, which I doubt. She's really, really high.
Ah, pills.
Possible. Or she can't hear herself, which could happen as well.
All right. Three of those things could be happening.
Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Not high.
But we have an explanation.
Can
hear herself.
Yes. Chaka Khan sounded a bit off-key during
her
performance with Kanye West because, according to her, her vocal cords were strained. She was under doctor's orders not to perform. However, she received a cortisone shot just hours prior to her performance to honor her commitment to Kanye West, the rapper who she was performing with. But it didn't work out too well.
So where would she get a cortisone? Like in the vocal cords? Can you do that?
I don't even know what a cortisone shot is.
Because if she had strained vocal cords, and cortisone shot is something that it's kind of a numbing agent. Yeah,
isn't it like numb when you have a bad ankle or something?
Right. She's got to get to numb you up.
I mean, No. That's an anti-inflammatory.
No.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I mean, I've had cortisone shots in my back.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty good buzz?
No. It just kind of knocks the pain out.
Isn't cortisone an anti-inflammatory?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know if it's a numbing.
Yeah, whatever, but it takes the pain away for a certain amount of time so you can play football or basketball.
Yeah, but you're describing it as some type of anesthesia. Like an anesthetic.
No, it's not a numbing agent. I think it just prevents friction.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Scott.
I thought it was a numbing agent.
So did I.
Scott.
I know it numbed mine.
Did it? Pretty messed up?
No, that's a Cowboys press conference.
By the way, Mike, we were watching you during the Bill Parcells press conference.
Yes, that was a big numbing agent for you.
Well, that was. Nodding off to and fro. And Kevin noticed something very peculiar as you were napping during the Bill Parcells press conference. Your right arm kept floating up and down.
It did?
Yes. Huh? Like it would raise real high and then it would drop.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, you were crashed.
You were totally out.
And we'll get to see that again in about 10 minutes.
What?
Ranch Report.
Having fun.
All right, speaking of pills. Well,
you know what? I still want to know.
Go ahead, Hammer.
You get a cortisone shot and your vocal. I mean, they're just going to job it right in their vocal cords?
I don't know.
Because usually when you get a cortisone shot, don't you go right to where the problem is? It's not like when you get the flu and you get a shot in the ass.
Her problem is her lard. I don't think her voice could fight through the fat.
260?
270. It's gone up.
She might have been choking on a pork chop.
Could have been. Pork chop sandwiches.
You're just a cruel guy, man.
Grego, when a woman...
What if she did weigh 260? I mean, you don't have to come on here and just rip her.
Well, at least she has her voice, right? At least she can still sing magically and doesn't screw up any of the VMAs. At least she has that going for her. Speaking of pills and popping pills...
Not to mention all the great Rufus hits.
Corey Haim. Everybody familiar with Corey Haim? The 80s actor who was in The Lost Boys and Lucas. You remember him, don't you?
Yeah.
Mike, you remember Corey Haim?
I have no idea who he is.
You don't know who Corey Haim is. Why? How is that? And he's like a punchline for my generation. I mean, he was like kind of the it actor in the mid-80s. Well, he's trying to make a comeback. And he said at one point... During the 80s, when he was just a teenager, he was up to 85 Valium a day. 85 Valium a day.
Hey, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Settle on that number.
He's 32. He says he was living in L.A. in the 80s, doing his acting thing. He says, I did cocaine for about a year and a half, and that led to crack. I started on the downers, which were a hell of a lot better than the uppers because I was a nervous wreck.
By the way, I know that we've got Inco problems, but I'm sure you got that marked, right?
Oh, we're pulling all of this.
Hey, very good.
One led to two, two led to four, four led to eight, until at the end it was 85 Valium a day.
I would think that would be fatal.
He says, and that was just the Valium. I'm not talking about the other pills that I went through.
Oh, dear.
He says he tried rehab 15 times before he suffered a stroke in his 20s. He says, I was numb and I had lots of swollen lymph nodes. My heart was hurting. I had blood clots in my arm and leg.
Oh,
coach's
dear.
Leg.
Numb?
Yeah.
Maybe he took cortisone, too.
And he had coach's leg.
Look at my leg.
God almighty.
Uh-oh.
You're right.
You look like it's turning purple to you.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Uh-oh.
You know what the first sign is?
What?
Of coach's leg?
Purple. What?
Scaly, kind of white, dry skin.
Bronze, I'm going to tell you this one more time. Coach's leg, and I can't even believe I'm using that phrase. It's for the...
Morbidly obese?
Yes.
And or diabetic.
You will never, ever have that affliction. Never.
No, I'm not so sure.
Now, will you please get off of it?
I'm not so sure. I want a written guarantee of that.
Hammer writing a guarantee.
No, I can't do that. But
you know, I want I'm you gonna, to have I'm gonna, coach's
I'm gonna,
leg.
I'm going to get a doctor up here and explain to him why a guy like him can't get this.
I want you
but
to
a
have,
guy like Chuck Dickerson can.
I want you to have coach's leg on your left leg and Crazy Ray leg on your right leg.
That's just you're just an evil person, man.
What?
I mean, you don't wish that on your buddy. You don't wish that somebody would have that. That's bad karma.
Ooh.
You know what? One of these days, I'm just going to quit.
No, you're not.
One
of these days, you're going to think, wow, Greg's a little late for the meeting today. That's kind of unusual, and you're never going to hear from me again. You know why? It's because of you. You are running me out of here. Ron, you hearing this? He's running me out.
I'll be running out way before you. Don't worry.
That's why everybody hates him.
What were you up to when you were peeking out on your pill addiction? Were you up to about 20 a day?
What?
Greg.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you were really at your peak of popping pills and stuff.
6 or 7.
You weren't up to 85?
No.
Is there a difference between Valium and Vicodin?
I don't know.
Yeah, Vicodin's a lot stouter, isn't it?
Valium is it makes you sleepy.
Well, how can you take 85 a day?
Like a pain medication.
I can't imagine that.
Valium's a tranquilizer, and Vicodin is pain medication.
Yeah.
I think.
Eminem
says... Cowboy press conference makes you sleepy.
What's the difference in a tranquilizer and a painkiller?
I don't know.
One makes you pass out, one makes you not hurt.
Calms you down, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. If you're having, like, anxiety or panic attacks, you can take a trank.
By the way, that is still...
I
don't want to overrate Old School because I thought it was funny, not the greatest movie of all time, but the trank gun scene with Will Ferrell was really funny. What was that guy's name? The guy from American Pie?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's the strongest on the market.
And
Will Ferrell
right
just shoots him right in the neck. He's like, dude, that's awesome. Funny. Did you ever see it?
Yeah.
Did you laugh at all?
It was marginally funny.
What's the funniest movie you've ever seen? Honestly. Not Diner.
Why?
Because nothing is ever funny or good to you.
Sure it is.
What's the funniest movie you've ever seen? Seriously.
I thought Austin Powers was funny.
Okay.
I thought School of Rock was kind of funny.
Okay, anything like any of the 70s movies?
Yeah, like Airplane.
Airplane, Caddyshack, Blues Brothers,
Vacation.
Yeah, I thought
Vacation.
Caddyshack was kind of funny. I thought Animal House was okay.
Does anything just stick out, though? Like, I got to see this. You know, Blazing Saddles comes on, I got to watch it.
No.
Nothing?
Last Times at Ridgemont High?
It was funny. I liked it.
What about the Vacation series?
I think I only saw one of those.
European?
I can't remember.
Eminem is set for his fourth album. The release date is November 16th. It will be titled Encore. And your prediction of...
Are we going to have Norma's back on it?
I don't think so. Your prediction 4 years ago that he would be gone in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, you even corrected yourself on that one. He's around for a very, very long time.
Okay, well, let's just see how much interest there is in this.
Oh, are you kidding? Crank this up. He's got a gift.
Is this Norm? Norm is back?
No, this
Tell
is...
Tell a friend.
His last record, The Eminem Show, sold 20 million copies.
Are you kidding me?
Good God.
That sold 20 million?
Yeah. Worldwide. It won 2 Grammys, including Best Rap Album.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
This song...
That's like 1 in 15 people own it.
This song off 8 Mile sold... not this song, but the 8 Mile soundtrack sold 9 million copies. This song won an Oscar for Best Song.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 more Grammys. I mean, the guy is... He'll sell 5 million copies in the first week just because it's Eminem and people just go buy it. Now, if it's good, it'll do like this last one and, you know, sell 20 million.
Is this the instrumental version, Dave? Okay.
And if it's not, it'll sell 15.
I mean, he's a machine. Play two Trailer Park Girls Gone Round the Outside.
You know what? I like that song.
What, Norm is back?
Not
another one.
The one we were just listening to?
No, the Trailer Park.
Oh, we tried it.
No. No.
No.
No. I like that.
Not Dream On.
No, that first one was Trailer Park
right.
Girls.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. No. When you played right after. That's it.
No. Obie Trice, real names, no gimmicks.
Obie Trice,
there you go.
Real name, no gimmicks.
Oh, this is it?
Two Trailer Park Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Down the outside, down the outside.
This is a good song.
Boy, you guys had so much piss and venom against this guy he came out.
They used to play this a lot in all the Arena League football games. Me and George.
You guys get up and boogie?
We got up and danced a few times.
Norm is back. Norm is back. Norm is back.
It's not bad. What else?
It's very good.
I don't totally hate him like I used to.
That a boy. And Danny, it was a big night last night. I wish you would have been there.
I wish that I had been there. And if they're smart, they'll do this thing and put it on the road and do a tour.
Faces got back together. Rod Stewart, Ron Wood, and Ian McLagan.
McLagan.
Mm-hmm. Reunited in a rare performance at the Hollywood Bowl.
Do you not overrate them just a tad, Danny?
No, they ever.
Probably.
Not
do
they. Whoa, whoa,
ever.
Whoa. They is he.
They is both of you.
I don't give a...
Because what he does, you do.
I don't give a rat's ass about
Faces. He does
Faces. Not. They don't do anything
I probably overrate him, but I like him.
He loves
I like
Ron
him a lot.
Wood.
He's I like
a big
Ron Wood, and I like Rod Stewart back in the day.
He picks random guys out of big bands and supports them. Like, he was a big John Entwistle fan.
No, I wasn't.
He loved Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Oh, where is Ronnie Lane, and where is...
Ronnie Lane's
Kenny
great.
Jones, John Paul
well, Ronnie
Jones.
Lane's dead.
Oh, yeah. He is?
You were a John Paul Jones fan.
Love John Paul Jones.
See? Where's Kenny Jones?
I don't know where he is.
Damn the Torpedoes.
They played Stay With Me, Ooh La
Ooh, La,
La
La.
What's that?
I love that song, Stay With
it's
Me.
It's just a song.
Do we have that?
What's Stay With that? Me, I'm sure we do. What, how does Ooh La La go, though? I know it.
Ooh La La, Ooh La La, La 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 La, Ooh La La.
He's right. It goes like that.
I don't think it goes like that.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not
I don't
sure.
have my computer up here. We could play some.
Well, they played at the Hollywood Bowl, and they
the,
said that that's
boner?
It, though, man. They said they are done playing together.
The boner doesn't have to Stay With Me.
Underneath the tree.
No, they don't have it.
No, it doesn't have enough anthrax.
Doesn't have enough Oz in it.
Yeah, basically.
So what, they said this was a one-shot deal?
Yeah, they just got together. They were there in the same city. They decided to get together and play the songs. Play the hits.
Which one's this one, Psycho? Does it say?
Doesn't say.
This is too bad.
Is this Faces?
Yeah, this is one of our return cuts. Rock this out, Psycho. How can you overrate that? It's pretty good. That's good rock and roll, Greg.
Now, were they known for getting just blasted? Weren't they, like, hardcore drunks and proud of it?
They're pretty boozy.
Pretty sloppy. I can relate to this, man. This is good stuff.
Oh, I'll bet you can.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
All right, that is E! News for today. We have the
Take
Ranch
care,
Report
Snake.
With Mickey Spagnola on the way.
Some next.